holidays. I think all of you are aware of how it's hard to find a holiday that a witness will observe. Okay, anniversaries, they'll observe anniversaries. Okay, and they'll observe the Lord's Supper once a year, which we kind of touched on before when we were talking about their observance of the memorial service, as they call it. That's it. That's it. Just about every other holiday that you could think of, they're going to find some paganism tied into it that adulterates it and makes it unfit for a Christian to observe. Or it's going to be a matter of patriotism to an earthly government, which we're going to touch on after this, so I won't get too deeply into that. Or, in the case of birthdays, which is a little bit different than the others, they come up with some other reasoning. That's what I'll touch on now. I was told growing up that the reason we didn't celebrate birthdays was, number one, it was a form of creature worship. It exalted one above others. Okay, so it wasn't healthy for a person. It bred egotism. How they would try to support their view of abstinence from birthday scripturally is to point to the fact that from a scriptural standpoint, the annual observance of birthdays was only referred to twice in the Bible. One being that of Pharaoh in the time of Joseph when he was in prison. And if you remember the story, on Pharaoh's birthday, he put his baker to death. Okay? And one of, or you tell me, what's the other one in the Bible? The birthday, wicked ruler, does something mean. Somebody said it, Herod. That's right, Herod. And what did he do? But put John the Baptist to death on his birthday. So the reasoning goes, these are the only cases of birthdays being celebrated in the Bible. And look what happened. Therefore, it's obviously unfit for a Christian. But of course, that's warped logic. These were arbitrary rulers. I'm sure they put people to death on several occasions other than their birthdays. And we've got to recognize that and not succumb to such faulty reasoning. Actually, there is a reference in the Scripture to a God-fearing man who observed, or at least his family observed, birthdays. And as a matter of fact, you can prove that to them in their own Bible. I'll read this little account to you out of their own Bible. So that maybe you could bring this up with him if you ever get on the subject. But it's the story of Job. Now in Job chapter 1 verse 4, we read this about Job and his family from their Bible. If you have a Living Bible, which is a paraphrase, and they won't recognize it, by the way, but it just comes right out and says birthday. But in their Bible, you can still come around to that conclusion. 1 chapter 4. And his sons went and held a banquet at the house of each one on his own day. Okay, remember that. On his own day. It doesn't say birthday, but that's the way it's worded. And they sent and invited their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And it would occur that when the banquet days had gone round the circuit, Job would send and sanctify them. And he got up early in the morning and offered up burnt sacrifices according to the number of all of them. For, said Job, maybe my sons have sinned and have cursed God in their heart. That is the way Job would do always. I read the rest of that verse because I want to come back to that. But equating their own day to birthdays. You go over to chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, and it says, it was after this that Job opened his mouth and began to call down evil upon his day. Now, what was Job's day? Job now answered and said, let the day perish on which I came to be born. So you see, their own days refer to their birthdays. And so Job's family was celebrating their birthdays. Now a witness might at this stage say, well, they were wicked in doing it. See, Job had to offer up sacrifices for their sins. But if you recall, if you look at the context to which I read Job offering up those sacrifices, it seemed to me more of a precautionary measure, just in case some of his children may have gotten a little bit rowdy during the celebration. It wasn't a condemning of the celebration itself, but condemning possible misbehavior, as we all are inclined to do during merry occasions. We're more inclined to get maybe a little out of hand than at other points. And so Job's just looking out for his family in that regard. Okay, but it's just an interesting point to be able to bring up with the witnesses that yes, there is a passage in the Bible that shows that a God-fearing man observed birthdays. Okay, because it's such a big point with them that he didn't. Only Pharaoh and only Herod, and they're bad guys. Okay.